This topic today, this is at the foundation for everything. There's over 265 studies. Just Google herpes simplex 1 and Alzheimer's.
Welcome to a transformative episode of the I Am Pain-Free podcast. Today, we're thrilled to have Dr. Tom O'Brien, really as a pioneer in understanding chronic inflammation and its hidden triggers. Broadcasting from the lush landscapes of Costa Rica, Dr. Tom brings us decades of groundbreaking research into how everyday choices affect our health. From the foods we eat to the air we breathe, learn how to identify and combat those unseen forces that contribute to those chronic conditions. Whether you're struggling with your health issues or just simply aiming for more optimal wellness, this episode will equip you with the knowledge to take control of your health by understanding the root causes of inflammation. Don't miss this essential conversation that really could redefine what it means to live a healthy, pain-free life. This is what we're trying to do here at the I Am Pain-Free podcast, right? So stay tuned. We dive deep with the inflammation equation. And I think you'll love it, from Dr. Tom O'Brien. Here we go. Hey, this is Rob Renee. Welcome to the I Am Pain-Free podcast. Well, I've got a really different episode because I've got a doctor here, Dr. Tom O'Brien. And Tom has an incredible background and has been working on some important activities and things that are right down the center of what I'm trying to accomplish and try to help people with. So Dr. Tom O'Brien has been working on a program that I'm excited to talk to you about and what he's doing with the inflammation equation and other things that we're going to dig into. But welcome to the show, Dr. Tom.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, it's exciting. And you're all the way from where you're living in?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Yeah, so cool. I love this technology, how we can have these real frank conversations and we can be all the way across the world. And we're able to help educate people on being pain-free naturally and faithfully, no matter where they are, where you are. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Rob. A real pleasure.
Yeah. Since most of the people, I gave a quick introduction at the beginning of the podcast, but I'd love for you to share in your own words your background. How did you get to be the amazing Dr. Tom O'Brien that you are today?
Okay. I'd have to go back to 1979 when I was in my internship and my ex and I could not get pregnant. And I called the 7 most famous holistic doctors I'd ever heard of and asked, what do you do for infertility? They all told me what they do. And I put a program together. We were pregnant in 6 weeks.
Wow.
My neighbors in married housing asked if I'd work with them. They had been through artificial insemination and they're spending tens of thousands of dollars and nothing had helped. And I said, I don't know if it's going to help and it probably won't hurt you in any way. Okay. They were pregnant in 3 months. So now we're 4 months pregnant and just telling the world of how happy we are. And our friends in Chicago, I was in school in Chicago, our friend's sister had 2 miscarriages and called and said, can I come down and talk to you, please? Can I drive down to Chicago? Okay. And I did an exam with her and started talking to her and they felt comfortable and they went for a pregnancy effort and they became pregnant and she had a healthy pregnancy, no complications, healthy delivery. The very beginning of my practice was based on helping couples when their bodies weren't working. All the parts are there, but they just weren't functioning properly. And there's not much in medicine that's all or every, but this was every patient who had hormone-related problems, whether it was infertility, recurrent miscarriages, endometriosis, premature ejaculation, low testosterone, it didn't matter. Every single one of them, as a component of what was contributing to their end stage problem, every single one of them was eating foods that they did not know were a problem for them because Wow. Their gut didn't hurt after they ate the food. We now know, for example, with wheat, that for every one person that gets gut symptoms when they have a problem with wheat, there are 8 that don't. They get brain symptoms or thyroid symptoms or nerve symptoms or skin symptoms. They don't get gut symptoms. So they think, I don't feel bad when I eat wheat. And my response is, doesn't matter how you feel. It's got nothing to do with it, because there are many components in wheat. There's a component called FODMAPs. That's the fermentable carbohydrates in wheat. And they trigger the gut bloating and gut pain that many people get when they eat wheat. But it's the gluten proteins and the other proteins in wheat that activate the immune system. And it's the immune system response that causes the brain deterioration or the seizures or the joint pain or the skin problems, the liver dysfunction. It's the proteins, not the FODMAPs. So the FODMAPs cause the bloating, but if you don't have a sensitivity to FODMAPs, you have a sensitivity to gluten, then you'll feel fine when you eat wheat. But it's the other symptoms. I'll give you one example. Children with drug-resistant epilepsy. This is in the journal Gastroenterology. Children with drug-resistant epilepsy, which means they've been prescribed at least three different medications and they're not working. The kids are still having seizures. That's called drug-resistant epilepsy. 50% of children with drug-resistant epilepsy go into complete remission on a gluten-free diet.
Wow.
50%.
That's really a large percentage, yeah.
Yeah, and you say, how come our neurologists don't know this? It's because they don't read gastroenterology journals. They read neurology journals. And so our job is to get this message out to all of the specialties. When food can be a primary trigger to the problems you're having, but you don't feel bad when you eat the food. Critically important for people with chronic pain. Critically important. The Center for Disease Control tells us that 14 of the 15 top causes of death today are chronic inflammatory diseases. Everything except an unintentional injury, an accident, is a chronic inflammatory disease. So and inflammatory means your immune system is activated, producing the inflammation. And Mrs. Patient, your immune system is the armed forces in your body. It's there to protect you. There's an army, a navy, an air force, a marines, a coast guard. We call them IgA, IgG, IgE, IgM, cytokines. They're different branches of the armed forces there to protect you. So when you have extra inflammation, the question is, what is it trying to protect you from? Shut it down. Maybe for a little time, you have to take an anti-inflammatory so you can function. Okay. But you have to ask the question, what is my immune system trying to protect me from? It is not an immune system that's gone crazy. It's an immune system trying to protect you from something. And you have to identify those environmental triggers that are causing the problem.
Yeah, this is so intriguing because what you're mentioning, I think, is just so incredibly important for people to understand that one of the big issues with our medical system, as it is, especially in the United States today, is that we have specialists and we have encouraged our practitioners to be specialists, and they're very good at a particular topic, like you mentioned, right? So they're very good at maybe neuropathy,
right?
And they can understand why the people get that and how to help relieve people from maybe that. No,
excuse me, they don't understand why a person has that.
There you go. That's true. They know that they have it, right?
But
I think that is the underlying problem with our medical system, is they don't look at the root cause,
right?
And what is what you're talking about, right? So that's what's so incredible about what you're talking about, is let's help people discover what's the root cause that's causing those things. Like you mentioned, what is causing that inflammation, and what is your army, as you eloquently put. I love that we have all these different armies and branches of the army that are there to protect us. And geez, we have inflammation, AKA there's something wrong, right? Let's go figure out what that is our body's telling us. So thank you. That's a great way to explain that really important issue, because I want to make sure people just take that in, because that is so core that we can't just keep taking a pill for an ill, which is how our medical society is set up today, where the heart of this program is to get people off of those big pharma drugs. And in order to get those big people off of big pharma drugs, we need to start finding the root cause. So that's why, thank you, Dr. Tom O'Brien, for helping us with talking about these awesome things.
So, I would just for language clarity.
There you go, please.
I would say there is no root cause. To the conditions we deal with, there are many causes, but there's one root mechanism. Okay. And that root mechanism is inflammation. It doesn't matter what the condition is, whether it's cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, chronic joint pains, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, sclerosis, it's always excessive inflammation. So the million-dollar question is, and this is what they're teaching at Harvard Medical School, is you can arrest and reverse your chronic disease by identifying what are the environmental triggers activating the immune system and eliminating or greatly reducing those environmental triggers. Some of them you can't eliminate completely. For example, we know there are five different types of Alzheimer's, and the most common type of Alzheimer's, 60 to 65%, is called inhalation Alzheimer's. It's what you're breathing, that the olfactory nerves, the nerves that go from the nose up into the brain, they're the only nerves in the body. They have no screen, no filter before they go back into the brain. Every other nerve has a filter or a screen or a blockage of some type to make sure there's no bad messages coming in. Every other nerve in your body going to your head, except your nerves of smell. Now, why is that? You ask a neurologist, they don't know. They'll say, oh yeah, I remember hearing something about that back in school, but they don't know. So it's part of the inherited traits that we have carried on through many generations from our ancestors. Our ancient ancestors were nomads. Before agriculture, 10,000 years ago, they were nomads. They followed the herds for food. And their primary concern was finding food. So they'd pick something up. First, they smell it. Is there any danger here? Then they nibble at it, and then they eat it. So they had to have a finely tuned sense of smell to identify if a food was friend or foe. And then they're walking down the trail, they better be able to smell saber-toothed tiger really quickly.
Yeah.
Those that did not have a good sense of smell, they died. They died off and they did not pass on to future generations. Those that had a good defense mechanism, they thrived, they survived, they passed on their genes to the next generation. So we have those genes today, that the nerves of smell are the only nerves in the body that don't have a screen. And when you learn that indoor air pollution is worse than outdoor air pollution in most places in the country, meaning what's in your home is creating all of these toxins that you're breathing that go right up to the memory center of your brain, it's no surprise that 60 to 65% of all Alzheimer's is inhalation Alzheimer's induced.
Wow.
It's no surprise. So what does all that mean? You need to learn how to detox your house, how to clean your house and make it the best air possible. For example, NASA did the studies that showed 2 6-inch house plants in a 10 by 10 room absorb 74% of the toxins in the air.
Those are going to be some good houseplants. Are those specific houseplants? What do we need to tell people to do?
Yeah, they're specific houseplants. And we talk about it in the inflammation equation. We actually interviewed Dr. David Furman from Stanford, who he and his team have the contract with NASA to figure out why are the astronauts aging so quickly in space? Because that's the big problem for astronauts, is that they age very fast when they're in space. And they've figured out why. And it's always inflammation, always. So Dr. Furman was part of the momentum. NASA funded those studies to figure out how do we clean the air in the space shuttles so that it's not as inflammatory, because it was the plasticizers the phthalates, chemicals used to mold plastic, that they were inhaling that was creating more inflammation, accelerating their aging process. And so NASA funded the studies, how do we clean the air? And they started with houseplants. So we benefit from all of that work that they did. And there's a bunch of houseplants, like mother-in-law's tongue, those ones that grow straight up, a bunch of them straight up in the air. And we've seen those usually in our grandmother's house or something. I remember my grandmother having them in her house. They absorb flame retardant chemicals and formaldehyde out of the air.
Wow.
And if your kitchen cabinets or your bathroom cabinets or the nightstand next to your bed is not solid wood, it's made of pressboard. And pressboard is soaked in formaldehyde. These pieces of fake wood outgas into the air for years. And you can't smell it, you can't taste it, but you're inhaling it. And it goes right back to your brain.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's incredible. So let's go find pressed wood and get it out of our bedrooms.
If you can, right? But if not, get the houseplants.
There you go. And then they'll soak up the toxins on your behalf. Do air filters in your room or like on your furnaces? You know how they have those little
things? Good question.
Do those help?
And in our recommendation list, our entire event is full of recommendations. It's not just crying wolf, but you have to understand the problem first before you're going to spend your time and hard-earned money to fix it.
So
one of our recommendations is you get the best air filtration system in your home that you can afford. And if you can afford an entire house air filtration system, do that. And if not, then you get a room air filter, and it's in your kids' bedroom at night to keep their brains protected. And then during the day, you roll it out into the family room or the kitchen where people spend their time so that you're cleaning the air. Like people that live in areas of the country where there's forest fires, you're breathing that air 24/7. And at first, you know, when you like, there's some forest fires here right now, a distance off, but we walk outside and you can smell it right away. Wow, you can smell it. And if we left a window open at night, then that room will smell, but you put the air filter in there, the portable air filter, and in 5 minutes, it's clean. That smell's gone. It's not difficult to filter these toxins out of your air with air filtration systems, but usually the first place that most people can start, get some houseplants. Really easy. Right. And people say, I don't have a green thumb, they're going to die. Then you buy more.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, this is about protecting your brain and protecting the brains of your children.
Yeah, amen. Amen. This is exciting. So we were teased into the inflammation equation event, we started talking about wheat and how that causes problems. One of the interesting side notes related to that is my son ended up having a leaky gut, right? And so they put him on the FODMAP diet, which is interesting. So maybe he ate wheat when he was younger and had developed a leaky gut through that process, but it took him years to get healthy, but he did. So he went through a really good solid protocol through an all-natural health practitioner who got him on a low FODMAP diet, and he was able to help heal his gut from that perspective.
That's marvelous experience. It's the microbiome, it's all the bacteria in your gut that make the difference, that actually causes the leaky gut. And it's the microbiome that's developed over years and years of lifestyle habits, the foods that you select to eat over the years. And when you change your food selection, you change your eating habits, you stop throwing as much gasoline on the fire. But by then, people have what's called dysbiosis, which just means too many bad guys, not enough good guys in the gut. They've got dysbiosis, and that creates inflammation on an ongoing basis. So that's why it took years. But when you also not only stop throwing gasoline on the fire, but you rebuild the microbiome, you test it appropriately and see what's missing and what there's too much of, get rid of the bad guys, put in the good guys, then you can turn around a leaky gut in 6 months to a year.
Nice.
So technology keeps improving all the time as new science comes out.
That's super exciting. Yeah, and hopefully people can learn from that. So they've learned a couple of really good lessons already. The houseplant things and the learning how to stay away from wheat to help with a lot of the inflammation issues. And then, so explain to me how did you come up with the inflammation equation, and explain a little bit more about that program and event that you've got.
Sure. I've been doing this now for almost 45 years. And have blessed to have worked with a lot of people in a lot of different conditions and helped most of them, proud to say.
That's awesome.
And I've been lecturing. I'm on the lecture circuit, speaking with physicians at different conferences around the world. That's primarily what I do now. I'll see a patient on Zoom once every few weeks, but not very many. But I love to do occasional ones. And what I've noticed is that physicians don't think about this. They don't think about these facts that I'm about to tell you. And they're really learning, how do I be more effective at dealing with the problems the patient comes in with? And although it's really important to help the patient feel better of the problems they come in with, that's not our purpose. If you want to enhance the quality of their health, our purpose is to address and stop the mechanism that's causing the symptoms. And doctors don't...
It's the root mechanism instead of the root cause,
that's
right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And the root mechanism is your immune system being activated, trying to protect you from something, and it's a bunch of things. And the result is that you've got this inflammation that's excessive, and it goes on for years. For example, our government published something back in 2018, and they said that we have a problem. Medicare and Medicaid are going to go bankrupt in the next 30 years or less, completely bankrupt because of the number of people getting Alzheimer's and how expensive it is to treat them. And it's a real problem. So they commissioned a group to come together of the best minds that they could find in the country and just sit in a room together for as long as it takes to figure out what are we going to do. Because there already had been two or three pharmaceutical companies that had closed their doors of their Alzheimer's research departments because they had spent billions researching, trying to find a cure, and they couldn't. And they finally realized, you're never going to find a cure for Alzheimer's, never. And so they laid off all the scientists, and the government said, we've got a real problem here. And so these scientists came together and they did a report in July of 2019. On what did they find? And they did a graph. They drew this picture that showed that Alzheimer's begins with 20 to 25 years of increased inflammation in the brain while the patient feels fine. And that's called the prodromal period. That means before symptoms. So for 20 to 25 years, there's increased inflammation. You feel fine, but by definition, when you have increased inflammation, you're killing off brain cells, killing off brain cells, killing off brain cells while you feel fine. Then you have 5 to 7 years, according to this report, 5 to 7 years of mild cognitive impairment. What that means is, where did I park my car in the parking lot? Where are my keys? And we joke and say, I must be getting old. I'm not remembering the way I used to. It's too much stress. How old are you? I'm 42. No, that's not supposed to happen. That's your memory center of the brain that's not working properly. So you have 5 to 7 years of mild cognitive decline. So now we're 30, 35 years into this. Increased inflammation, killing off brain cells, killing off brain cells, killing off brain cells. And then you get diagnosed with mild Alzheimer's as if it just began, right? And then we try heroic measures with some drug that's going, you can't fix that. You can't fix what's been going on for 30 years with a drug as if a single molecule. Dr. Dale Bredesen, who wrote the book, The End of Alzheimer's, he's in our documentary series. His visual is really good. He said, imagine an old abandoned factory. The windows have been kicked out. There's gang graffiti on the walls. There's 36 holes in the ceiling. And when it rains, there's puddles on the floor. That's your brain with Alzheimer's. And he says, there's never going to be a pill that can fix that. You have to fix the 36 holes in the roof first. And that means elevated homocysteine, blood sugar imbalances, heavy metal toxicity, phthalate exposures, and the list of food sensitivity, gluten sensitivity. There's 36 different things that can cause the holes in the roof, meaning increasing the inflammation in your brain that's killing off brain cells, killing off brain cells, killing off brain cells. And you have to address these triggers. They're called environmental triggers, so that your immune system calms down. When your immune system calms down, you start building healthier, younger cells. But that will not happen while you have this increased inflammation. It won't happen. So any patient that wants to talk to me, there's 5 tests they have to do before I'll talk to them. I don't have time, unless you're serious. And the first test they have to do is the Neural Zoomer Plus. The Neural Zoomer Plus is a blood test. It can be done with a finger prick. And it looks at 53 markers of inflammation in your brain. So now, all right, now we can talk turkey. Here are some of the mechanisms of what's killing off your brain cells. So where does this mechanism come from? This one usually comes from a sensitivity to wheat. This one comes from a herpes. You get cold sores in the corner of your mouth every once in a while. You have that herpes virus. There's over 265 studies. Just Google herpes simplex 1 and Alzheimer's. There's over 265 studies that when you make antibodies to the herpes virus, they go to your brain and they're killing off brain cells, killing off brain cells, killing off brain cells again and again. And it's 24/7. It doesn't stop. And then you wonder, how did I get this diagnosis? That's why my book, You Can Fix Your Brain, that was the title of the book, number 1 in 7 categories on Amazon for brain health. Because it's a really good book. It gives you, you're like, wow, how come no one ever told me this? So right. That's functional medicine. That's what we do is functional medicine. And so this series, I went to 7 countries and interviewed all of these world experts to put the story together for about 45 minutes to an hour a day for 9 days. And it's free. It's all free. And you hear these world experts talking about this sometimes geeky stuff. And they say, excuse me, professor, did you just say yes? Does that mean yes? Oh, okay. So what you're saying is that this causes that. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Please continue. So that people can understand what they're saying, right?
Right.
But it makes so much sense. When I interviewed Fran Drescher, the nanny, and what a wonderful person she is, just wonderful. Fran is a 24-year survivor of uterine cancer.
Oh, wow.
And she says her oncologist saved her life, and now she's her good friend. And she said, and I asked her, why did this happen to me? And the oncologist said, I don't know, it just does. And Fran said, I didn't believe that. So I decided to use my fame not to raise money for cancer research, but rather to raise awareness of where cancer comes from. Uh-huh. And so she founded Cancer Schmancer. And Cancer Schmancer is an organization that teaches you it's the environment you live in that activates your immune system that eventually can cause cancer or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or any autoimmune disease. But it's the environment that we're living in. You think it's okay to put this lotion on your skin that's got 8 different chemicals in there that are this long and you don't know what any of those words are? It's not okay. Go to the medicine cabinet and look at the toothpaste your children are using. Read the label. Warning, do not swallow. If swallowed, call National Poison Control Center.
Just there's a problem with that.
Read the label. And then you start, wait a minute. Why would our government allow this to occur where my child is putting in his mouth something that if he takes too much, I have to call the poison control center. Why would I ever give him that every single day of his life? And you start realizing that you're not being protected out there, and you have to be your own protection. Fran says, you treat your body like a temple first, and then you treat your home like a temple, and you never violate your home. And I started laughing when she said that. I said, Fran, you're the only person I know other than me. And she started laughing. She said, uh-oh. And she started laughing. And she said, and I said, when we came to the door and rang your doorbell, your staff welcomed us in, very friendly. But they wouldn't let us in the house until we put those little hospital blue booties over our shoes. And she that laugh of hers. And
right.
She said, my neighbor believes in weed killer for dandelions. And he also has sprinklers. So the sprinklers go, now there's water on the sidewalk, and you're walking on the sidewalk to come to my house, and you've got weed killer on your shoes. Now you walk on the carpet, now there's weed killer on the carpet. Now my little doggies are walking bare pawed on the carpet, they get weed killer, and that causes cancer. That's not going to happen in my house, right?
Yay, Fran.
That's yeah. Awesome. And you learn how to protect your family. And people just don't know this stuff. And doctors aren't right. talking about it. It's the environmental triggers that activate your immune system trying to protect you that are responsible for 14 of the 15 top causes of death.
That's amazing. That is so amazing. Yeah, and I think that's stuff that even though I talk about a lot of these things in different ways, it's the first time I've heard it put that way. So I'm so glad that you've done this because it's so incredible. And I also love the fact that you were talking about when your body is inflamed until it gets to a certain point, and after a certain time, you don't even know it, right? So your body is in stress. And you don't have the symptoms to know that you're in stress.
Right. That's why the rule is test, don't guess. You just have to have good tests. Now the technology is available. It's called silicone chip technology. And Mayo Clinic published this. They've published 5 studies that I've seen on it, on silicone chip technology. It's very accurate. The problem
silicone, is. So explain that to me more. Silicone chip technology. What is that? Just tests you can do for your home or for your body?
For your body. Like the test for the wheat is called Wheat Zoomer. It's the most comprehensive test I've ever seen. And I lecture. I was on stage in Brazil in November, in Rome in December, in India in January. I travel the world teaching. And I always look at the laboratories that come to the doctor conferences, to the vendors area, and see what tests they have. There's nothing like these tests. If you want to understand silicone chip technology, here's the way to understand it. If I had said to you back in 1990 that I'm going to have this little black thing about the size of a wallet in my hand or size of a small calculator, and if I just push if I slide my thumb over it, and push on one part of the screen, that I can tell you in 5 seconds that the air particulate matter in Chicago today is 33. It's a good day to exercise outside, but San Diego's 54. That's not good. Warning, do not ride your bicycle outside today. Or if you look at San Francisco, it's 82. Do not go outside if you don't have to today because the amount of garbage in the air is really high. I told you that information in 5 seconds, that I have the Encyclopedia Britannica in my hand. If I had told, and I can tell you anything in the world you want to know in just a few seconds. If I had told you that in 1990, you would have thought I was watching too much Star Trek.
True. Yeah. Beam me up, Scotty, right?
Exactly. Technology improves beyond our wildest dreams. In laboratory medicine, the same thing has happened. Technology improves. And the newest technology is silicone chip technology, much more accurate than anything else that's out there. And the laboratory that introduced silicone chip technology in 2015, they're very competitive. They want all of the doctor's business. They're for profit. And so they made their prices very competitive because insurance usually doesn't pay for this. And when patients order these tests, they finally get the answers they've been looking for to the question, why am I inflamed? Where's it coming from? The rule is,
so how do people find those tests, Dr. Tom?
You can go on my website and my website is thedr.com, thedoctor.com. Just don't spell the word doctor out. Thedr.com. And I recommend people download information about the tests and take it to your doctor and ask him or her to order those tests for you. Most of them won't because they don't know anything about it and they don't have time to research it. But if they will, I think that's great because then they're learning about this cutting edge technology. But if they won't do it, you can order it on my site. That's fine.
Very cool. I'm glad that you shared that. Thank you so much. And then let's talk a little bit more about the inflammation equations. So you mentioned it's a 9-day for free episode so they can watch. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And registration begins on April 23rd. And if you go to theinflammationequation.com/Rob, you can begin registering for the event. And it launches on May the 13th. And as a gift to you, because we're so excited about this, and this was so wonderful, when you register, I'm giving you the entire interview with Fran Drescher right away.
Oh, fun.
And you laugh, you have belly laughter at times, and then you tear up at times as she talks about her cancer and what it was like and what people go through. But a docuseries means we take 9 minutes of this person, 7 minutes of this one, 12 minutes of this one, 3 minutes of this one, and it's a storyline of all of the experts telling the story for that day. But with Fran, and she's in the storyline of a few episodes, but with Fran, I'm giving you the whole interview, the hour-long interview to watch as a gift because it's so empowering. And I think the most important thing you can do is clean up your house. That's where you start. That's your temple. And you can't clean up the outside world very easily, but you can clean up your house.
Yeah, I love that. You even mentioned the beginning that I'm a faithful Christian, so I believe that my body is my temple. You mentioned that as the beginning. First, you'll take care of your temple, and then take care of your home. Those two things are the place to start with, and I think that's incredible advice. So I appreciate that a lot. And then let's get everybody to go to theinflammationequation.com/Rob.
Theinflammationequation.com.
So theinflammationequation.com/Rob. And we'll make sure we have the link in the show notes for this episode. So all you have to do is click on it to get there. And we'll also have a link to thedoctor.com. That's an incredible URL. How'd you get that? How long have you had that one? That's amazing.
1996.
Good job. Good job. That's not an easy one to get. So the doctor, theDHEDR.com is a great, incredible website. You can go there and research about those tests. I think really informational, awesome thing for people to learn and understand. I just went to an all natural health practitioner just recently and he ordered up a number of tests. So I'm excited to do the research on those. And then when I go get the results for my blood test that we did, I want to show him those and we'll have a great conversation about that. Dr. Tom, it's been so amazing for you to be here. Thank you so much for sharing this incredible information and your life's work, right? You've been doing this, like you said, for 40 plus years. And obviously you're helping thousands and thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people globally. So thank you for you and what you do.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. And for you, your show, this is what I call boots on the ground.
Right.
This is where it all happens. When people listen to you bringing guests on that have a particular topic they're talking about and they say, oh, that makes sense to me. I'll think about that one or I'll apply that principle. This topic today, this is at the foundation for everything. Ease. Every disease. This is at the foundation. It is always inflammation. As you follow the advice of the experts with particular problems like jaw pain or skin problems or joint pain, and really good recommendations that can help with those symptoms. You also address where is the inflammation coming from. And that way you magnify your results much quicker.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Super excited to get this information out to the world. And I pray that the lots of people will be going to theinflammationequation.com /Rob and joining and watching. I'm going to go watch Fran. That'll be fun. I'm excited to watch that episode already. So looking forward to that. So just wonderful to have you on the show. And I look forward to working with you on future endeavors.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. God bless. We'll sign off from the I Am Pain Free podcast. If you enjoyed in this episode, you might be expecting a sales pitch for a pain relief solution. But here's a pleasant surprise. I'm offering a 3-episode pop-up podcast absolutely free. This exclusive 3-episode private podcast series is packed with more value than many paid programs out there. And getting access to this is a breeze. If you're listening on your phone, simply open up your text messaging app and send the word pain-free, it can be one or two words, to 41-PAIN-FREE. So that's 417-246-3733. Again, that's 417-246-3733. If you're not a fan of texting, no big deal, right? Just visit impainfree.com. Super easy, impainfree.com. You can access this private podcast series instantly for no cost. Right? This isn't just any podcast series. We call it Beyond Pain, the triple B blueprint for pain-free existence. It really is a treasure trove of secrets, expert interviews, and a resource vault, all aimed at guiding you to live pain-free naturally and faithfully, right? That's my passion. It's a rare and value-packed resource that we're thrilled to share with you. So don't wait. Just grab that cell phone, grab your text messaging app, type pain-free in there, and just send it to 417-246-3733. Or, like I mentioned, go to iampainfree.com and unlock this exclusive content, all completely free. God bless.